going to restrain me from having children.
Mm-hmm.
But Abraham, remember, he was working good. But tell your neighbor, good ain't good enough.
Good ain't good enough.
But because he believed God. Well, we go away to the very beginning. Didn't Eve get Adam in trouble?
Yes, yes she did.
That spirit, women, lift your right hand up. Come on, ladies. Lift them up high. All of us, little girls, little people, everybody. If you're a girl, lift your hand up. High, high, so the devil can see it. From this day forward. From this day forward.
From this day forward.
I will hear.
I will hear.
The voice of God.
The voice of God.
And that voice only.
And that voice only.
Regardless of what somebody says, this is what I would do. Don't, when somebody comes to you with that.
Amen. That's good, Bishop. Amen.
You're ready to get in trouble.
Amen. That's good.
Here it is. She said, the Lord that restrained me from bearing.
That's what she said.
Now, this is what I want you to do. Go into my baby.
Uh-huh.
And it may be. There's no maybes in God. Do I have a witness?
Amen.
Did God say, maybe I'll wake you up this morning and start you on your way?
Thank you, God.
Maybe I'll put food on your table.
No. You preaching, Bishop.
Maybe I'll give you a job. Maybe I'll let you breathe. Maybe. Just maybe. No, God didn't say no maybe. So she said, maybe. Maybe God did this. Maybe God did that. Maybe God, and God don't make a sick. God ain't mad with you.
No, he's not.
Amen.
Maybe God put this on me to get my attention. The devil is a lie. Yeah, God don't have to give you an attention to make you sick. Sickness is the penalty of sin.
Amen. Jesus. Amen.
Every disease came out of disobedience.
Amen.
Since they were our first parents, it come on down through the bloodline. But yet, what can wash away our sin? Nothing.
But
the blood of Jesus, what can make us whole? We just don't want to be well. We want to be whole. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So she says,
thank you, Lord.
It may be the Lord's fault. So you just go ahead and take my maid and the Lord will do it this way for me. How many of us have tried to find another way for the answer? Because the answer seems slow. Coming and so we go another route. We go from plan A to plan B. And if plan B don't work, we take a plan C. We keep right on trying to work it until it seems like it's going to work, but no. Waiting on God. Say, Lord, I'm waiting.
Lord, I'm waiting.
And so Abram, the word of the Lord says he hearkened to the voice of his wife. And whenever we do that, it's always going to, this is why when God called him, there was confusion because since Sarah didn't get pregnant, he said, maybe God don't work it this way. Just maybe is. And because the girl got pregnant, she gets angry.
Sure enough.
Yes, it is. That's how the devil do it.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
I can't wait to say she wasn't black, but maybe she was. Yeah. We black girls, we ain't gonna say, take my husband.
And
be okay with
that. I'm not one of those black girls. I learned to you for a while.
Come on,
Bishop. It's not gonna work this way.
You tell the truth, Bishop.
No. We better start praying in the spirit because the language that we forgot is always hanging around. Coming back up. Those substitutes that we put down there soon pop up.
My God, my God.
My husband.
Yes.
Jesus' name. So you couldn't blame, but we need somebody to blame. So Ishmael is born.
Yes.
And even though it's a wrong situation, God has a plan about it.
Yes.
And I'm going to close up all of my notes because I think that's what God wants me to do. I wanted to talk to you about faith. And I want to talk to you about now what God is doing in the 18th chapter.
Amen, Bishop.
Here the Lord appears, and this is the gist of this sermon, and this is what I want you to take from this here year's sermons, of all the sermons I preach, of all the sermons that you've heard. This is the one sermon that God wants you to hear. And even though prophetic words have been spoken over this house, and we've been waiting and waiting and waiting, I don't need anybody to doubt that we said that last year or it was said 10 years ago, because this time.
My God.
Because the anointing fell on it when God spoke it.
Yes.
And it's coming to pass. Hearing the word of the Lord in the 18th chapter, and the Lord appeared unto him in the plains of Merom, and he sent, and he set Abram in the tent door in the heat of the day. And he lifted up his eyes and looked, and lo, three men, Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost stood by him. And when he saw them, because I believe, you know, God would show up any way he wanted to. Mm-hmm. And that big word is theophany. Amen?
Amen.
So God can do anything he wanted to do. He can make a chicken tail time. Amen. We all know that story, right? Amen. Three men stood by him. And when he saw them, Abram, he ran to meet them from the tent door. And he bowed himself toward the ground and said, "My Lord, if now I have found favor in thy sight, pass not away, I pray thee, from thy servant." Now, Ishmael is about 17 years old, I believe. If I'm wrong, somebody just look it up and correct me. "Let a little water, I pray you, be fetched, and wash your feet, and rest yourselves under the tree. And I will fetch a morsel of bread, and comfort ye in your hearts. After that ye shall pass on. For therefore are ye come to your servant." And they said, "Lo, so do as thou hast said." And Abraham, his name has been changed because God has given him another word.
Yeah.
Abraham, I'm going to change your name from Abram to Abraham, because you're going to be the father of many nations. And yet, doubt still wanted to enter into his heart. Now, beloveds, what God said, God said. I'm telling you again, what God said, God said.
That's it.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you again.
Amen.
What God said.
What God said. What God said. Amen.
It is.
That's it.
So he changed his name and changed Sarah's name. And so in the sixth verse, and Abraham with the new name, because he's going to be the father of a great nation, hastened into the tent unto Sarah and said, "Make ready quickly 3 measures of fine meal, knead it, and make cakes upon the herd." And Abraham ran into the herd and fetched a calf tender and good, and gave it unto a young man, and he hastened to dress it. And he took butter and milk and the calf which he had dressed, and set it before them, and he stood by them under the tree. And they, the three, did eat. And they said unto him, "Where is Sarah thy wife?" I'm going to ask the question today. Where is your faith in God?
Jesus.
Where is your confidence in God? God gave me a song 20 years ago.
Yes.
To put my trust in him. I thought it was for that circumstance, but it's for the rest of my life.
Amen.
The song said, "Don't worry."
Mm-hmm.
Somebody else says, "Be happy," but don't worry.
Yes, yes.
Don't worry, because faith is not needed when everything's going right in your life.
That's right. Amen.
Amen.
I said faith is not needed when everything is going right. You need faith.
Yes.
To believe God's going to bring me out when things is in a chaotic situation.
Yes, yes, yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And the 9th verse says, where is Sarah thy wife? And he said, "Behold, in the tent." And the men of God, the 3 men, said to Abraham, and I'm saying to the church on the rock, and I'm not going to say if you don't hear me anymore, because you know when we try to get people saying, if you don't never hear me no more, no, you're going to hear me again.
Amen. 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 Amen.
according to the time of life. Hello, Sarah. That right. Mm-hmm. Everybody say it.
Shall.
Have a son. Hallelujah. And Sarah heard it in the tent door, which was behind him. Now, this is the problem. They were old and stricken in age, and it ceased to be with Sarah after the manner of woman. So she laughed within herself, saying, after I'm waxed old, shall I have pleasure of my Lord being old also? And the Lord said unto Abraham, wherefore did Sarah laugh, saying, shall I of a surety bear a child when I am old? Is there anything? Your circumstance.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Your situation.
Nothing.
Your problem.
Nothing.
Your disappointments of life.
Nothing.
Your heartaches. That ungodly family you're in. Your uncontrollable wife or ungodly husband. Children in jail. Friends on drugs and dope. Is there anything too hard for God? As God said on Wednesday night, I repeat it. We've had our valleys and we've had our mountaintop experiences in the church and around. We've had a 50 voice choir. We've had a church that was packed. We had a huge everything.
Yes, we did.
And so the enemy comes with despair.
Yes.
And with doubt. But because God promised.
Yes.
Before I was conceived in my mother's womb, God had a plan for the church on the rock.
Yes. Yes, he did.
And he had a plan to use me.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
To begin this great work. Somebody say, great work.
Great work.
And all of you that have followed me since day one, you followed me because you believe.
Yes. Amen.
You believe what God has said.
Yes.
And so because we've had mountaintops and valleys lows, it just seemed like because there are empty roads, that what God said is not going to pass. How many know the devil is a liar?
The devil is a liar.
Amen.
Yes.
Is he a liar?
He's a liar.
Amen.
God said on Wednesday night,
this time, yes, he did.
Next year, look at your neighbor and say, this time.
This is the last time.
These are not my words. I, God, thank you. These are the words of Almighty God, and he lies not. This time.
Everything.
I don't need nobody to tell me who said it. I don't need to be what Sarah was to Abraham, because God brought that word with an anointing. I don't need you to even doubt. If you doubt, keep it to yourself. But I believe God. And God said Wednesday. How many was here to witness? Did you believe it, Dad?
Yes.
Did you believe it, Mother?
Yes.
I know you believed it. I know Gloria believed it. Amen. God said, this time, next year. Stand on your feet, everybody. It don't matter who done left. It don't matter who talked. It don't matter who said whatever. This is the house of the Lord.
It is.
And so we've been through. Tell your neighbor,
I've been through.
Well, that means we're through. We're through working on the tent. Because the Bible says no weapon. That's formed against the church on the rock. It ain't going to prosper. I don't care who it comes through. And how it comes through, God has given.
next year, resurrection. We touch your heart. Somebody praise him for it. Somebody praise him.